We'll have to be pretty proud of this effort. Saturday night, only gave up 15 rushing yards, I believe. So just talk a bit about, you know, what you guys were able to do to Idaho.
Yeah, I didn't really realize that until this morning when we were going to film. Coach Brumbull announced that we gave up that many rushing yards, and I was pretty shocked. But just going throughout the game, you know, we knew they were going to run the ball. When they came out, they came out more passing, so they kind of threw us off a little bit. But when they did run the ball, we executed. We did what we were told. We did our assignments, and I think everybody just doing their assignments helped stop the run. And
they scored right off the bat. Offense responded. Defense responded. Changed the game right away.
Right. Yeah, it kind of put us on our heels again, like I said, when they came out there and scored. But when we went back to the sideline, Coach Spangler got the whole defense together, told us what they were doing, and we went out back out there and executed and started getting three and out. And I just believe that when we went back out there, we started playing more heads up, and we started putting pressure on them and stopped that momentum that they were going for.
Talk about Army's spread, attack, the option, and how difficult it is to kind of switch gears in the middle of the year and go to that. And is that as difficult as we might think it is?
I think it is. We've been seeing a lot more passing and spread and open field a little bit, but Coach Spangler touched on a little bit this morning about how we've never seen anything like this season, and it's going to take a lot getting used to, a lot of film study, and just when we're out there on the field practicing, we're going to have to get it down packed and start focusing on what we have to do.
You've got to be pleased with a defensive performance like that and going up to Army when you're facing a run team.
Right. The D-line's definitely focusing on stopping the run first. That's down in the trenches, what we basically are told to do, is stop the run and then play pass. But when we came out and played Saturday night, I think definitely when we stopped them like we did Saturday night, gave us a lot of confidence, booster, and to head up to Army. And when we're going up there, it's definitely going to be a different territory for us, and just gave us a lot of confidence.
Since that is the strength of that defense, I mean, you look at that board, controlling the run is the only sticker that you've got up there consistently. But how much different of a way to stop the run is it going to be this week against that option?
Well, I really haven't checked out the film yet about them, but I have seen them play on TV just about the past couple of years, and just watching their offense. I mean, it's kind of tricky how they run their option, a lot of ball fakes, and one easy mistake, if you're not reading well, you'll mess up and they'll hit for a big gain. But I mean, we're gonna definitely do a lot of studying and look over the film and do our technique and learn new technique about this offense. And I think once we get that down, we'll definitely be able to stop them.
Have you ever played against the option? I mean, even in high school or anything, or when you guys, the defense got done looking at this film study, did you guys look at each other and say, wow, this is crazy, what are we in for?
No, actually, our offense in high school used to kind of run an option game, but in practice, we used to get that kind of down. And I think once we look at the film, I definitely will be able to tell what we need to do. But I mean, it's definitely going to be something we've never seen. Our whole defense has never seen before yet this season. So I'm definitely looking forward to checking out what they have. So.
Besides football, we're going to play Army. It's Army. Is that something you're kind of looking forward to?
Definitely. My parents are coming. I've been hearing a lot of talk this season about just the tradition they have up there and how great it is up there. And I've never been up to New York, and especially West Point and their program up there, but definitely looking forward to that up there, the game and everything.
Got some defensive guys that are banged up, but I mean, no one's making excuses up there.
Right.
Defense, you had a good game last week. Talk about people just stepping up on defense.
Yeah, Kwame's a big part of our game, definitely with the pass rushing and rush stop from the rush. But you know, Coach told us we can't do anything about it. We have to keep going with what we have. And when we go out to practice, we know we're few in numbers at DN especially, We do a lot of rotating, and we get a lot of time out there. So I think just by having the time and preparing well, it doesn't really affect our game. We just fill in for whatever we have and keep working on.
Any more questions for Matt? All right, thanks, Matt.
Thank you.